This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday.
So glad you guys are back with us today. And wherever you're at this point, whether you're jogging or driving your car or at the house, whatever you're doing, we just pray that this podcast blesses you today because you've already blessed us by being here.
Yeah.
Unclutter your mind of unnecessary hurried thoughts. I never have unnecessary hurried thoughts, honey.
Where are we taking that from?
That's in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. If you'd like to turn there.
Not if you're driving.
Yeah, not if you're driving.
If you're jogging, that might not be so good.
Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You know, and when we clear that clutter, it makes more room in our mind for, you know, for other good things, for better things.
Yeah.
The space becomes limitless. I've said this before, my addiction is overthinking.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I've learned that about myself a long time ago, and I have to make it a point when I'm starting to overthink too much or think obsessively, I can actually hear God inside of me say, keep moving, and I asked him to do that for me because this had always been such an issue with me, and I can just go there and think about things and think about new things, as you know.
Yeah.
Many things. Mm-hmm. New ideas, new projects. We need to do this. We need to do that. But
called squirreling.
Yes, it is. It's called squirreling. But, you know, I want to know what God's will is for me.
That's right.
And so there's so many things that have been in my head that, as far as thoughts go, that I don't need to be entertaining.
Right.
And all that does is keep me from, you know, being able to have that contact with him and be able to hear him.
Yeah, you know, and having, you know, really unnecessary and hurried thoughts in our head, a lot of times that's a byproduct in many ways of us not having enough faith in ourselves, you know, or self-confidence in ourselves. A lot of times we have these, you know, these thoughts in our head, well, I don't know if I can do that, you know, and I don't know if I should do that, you know. You know what? That's what God wants you to give it to him for.
Right.
And he'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a check in your spirit.
Yep.
You know? It's kind of like in the restaurant business, you know, someone says, you know, hey, does that look good? Well, you've already answered your question because you questioned it. I mean, it was right there in front of you. You questioned, does it look good? And so it's kind of like, you know, your thoughts, you know, your unnecessary thoughts. And that's what God will give you through the Holy Spirit. He'll just let you know, hey, it's either right or wrong.
Right. And mind renewal is so important. It's so important so that we can understand what God's will is for us individually, and to just be still enough to if something comes to your mind, if it's a thought or a new idea, take it to him first. That's always been hard for me too, to be able to say, okay, I'm gonna this is what I think God's telling me to do, but I'm not real sure. So let's turn that over to him and pray through it and then wait for his guidance. Prayer has been very helpful for me in this area because I can just go crazy just thinking about so many things I think he's telling me.
Yeah.
And be so sure sometimes that I thought that's what he wanted me to do. But I wait for confirmation now as much as I can and then go with that.
That's right.
And ask him to close the door if it's not him. And if it is, open the door and bring all the right people to bring it to pass. And then I say, okay. And then when I think I know, I'm going by peace. Peace is my umpire. I call this idea safe or I call it out. And that's it. If there's no peace, I'm not going there.
That's good. That's real good. Mm-hmm. You know, in Romans 12, 1 through 2 also, Paul tells us to avoid being like the world around us. I mean, the world wants you to be hurried. The world wants you to have all these thoughts in your head and to infiltrate you and to get you into a state of mind, the media and all that stuff, you know, get you thinking a million things. And if we copy the behavior and customs of this world, we will head straight towards selfish ways and destructive dependencies.
We will.
You know, our part is to turn our will and our life over to the care of God.
It is. And that's the hard part.
It is. I mean, but God wants to change us. But he wants to change us from the inside out. So many times the world wants to change us from the outside in. Mm. That, you know, how pretty you are, how good looking you mm-hmm. are, or how you come across mm-hmm. on the outside mm-hmm. is how you're going to get, you know, to where you're wanting to go. Well, you know what? That's not right.
Right.
It's what's on the inside. Mm-hmm. It's what's going to sustain you.
That's
through
right.
Through all the good times, bad times. And things of that sort.
And one of the ladies that I've mentored, she's been overweight most of her adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, as far as maybe going back into her childhood some. But really, she put it on after she became a single mom and life got too hurried for her. But now that she got to a place of brokenness and wanted to straighten things out and get her life on track going in a particular direction, she quit trying to do all these other things until she realized, I got to get my thinking straightened out. And she worked on herself in this area for months. Mm-hmm. And finally, after she did, not only did she realize she didn't have an eating problem, and that the reason she had gotten so overweight was from things that she needed to do, like was to plan, so she dropped quite a bit of weight. Mm-hmm. And she's continuing now with that weight loss. And now she's like, this body is not me anymore, because she's so different on the inside. Because now her mind is renewed. And now it's a process to get her mind on, you know, what's going on, what's happening yeah. in her thinking to line up what's going on the outside now. And it's exactly what you said. God wants to work on us from the inside
right.
out. And in from a practical aspect, there are situations where people do it backwards. They lose all this weight, but they never got their thinking straightened out.
Yeah.
And we're just using weight loss as an example, because it's so prevalent in society. But she's a perfect example of that.
She is.
And it's not easy, but boy, God has really moved in her thinking.
Well, I'm telling you, it's a miracle.
It is. The transformation's a miracle.
You know, and as we are changed from the inside, Teresa, we will begin to evidence those changes in our external attitudes and actions. Then what's on the inside will come out.
That's right.
Okay. And so at the beginning we said, unclutter your mind of unnecessary hurried thoughts. What God wants is necessary God thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Things that are necessary,
mm-hmm.
God's going to take control of.
Right.
And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so...
Well, the key word there, too, is hurried. God's not in a hurry.
Yeah.
One day to him is like 1,000 years.
That's right.
And it's never on our timetable. It's on his. And our society, we're in a microwave society, and God is not like that. That's another reason I believe it's so difficult for us to wait.
Yeah.
It's because we don't live in that kind of society. But God is not in a hurry.
That's right. I remember he's
never late, but he's always on time.
He's always on time. I remember my grandfather, he used to joke around and say, I can wait faster than anybody you know. You know, and that's kind of summarizes today's society
mm-hmm.
in so many ways.
It does.
You know.
Hurry up and wait.
Yeah, hurry up and wait. Yeah. I can wait faster than anybody you know.
Well, there's somebody that's waiting yeah. on a lot of people that are listening who have not given their life to Christ.
That's right.
He's been waiting lovingly and patiently.
Well, God really wants you to know that you have great potential for
mm-hmm.
change.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it under your own power. But if you want to know how to give him the power so you can change, that's by giving your life to Christ. And, you know, some of us listening to this podcast have walked away because of some circumstances in your life, maybe your failed marriage, whatever the case may be, childhood, and you've walked away because you think God wasn't listening. Trust him and know that he is listening to everything that you pray to him. But ask him when you pray. Don't be demanding. Ask him.
Right.
Okay? Because asking him and demanding are two different things. So if you want to give your life to Christ today and you're saying to yourself, you know what, it's time. If you want to come back to him, please pray this prayer Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for everyone in the world who's been listening to this podcast. We pray blessings upon them and their families. And for those who have walked away from you, Lord, and those who have never given their life to you, may they pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe that you died, you were crucified, you died, and you rose on the third day. And because of that, you've given me a new life. Father, you say if I ask you to forgive me of my sins are forgiven. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I need a Savior. I need you, Lord Jesus. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
Here it comes. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Well,
awesome.
We're so excited for anyone that has taken that opportunity to make that most important decision in their life. And if you did, we want to know about it.
Sure do.
Please email us at info@livingitup.org. We love feedback. We love hearing from you guys.
The
ministry is growing through our podcast, and we're so excited how God has provided this amazing way for us to reach people all over the world. That's what he talks about in his word.
And, you know, we really appreciate you following us, and we're going to remind you almost every podcast, if you would forward our podcast to someone you know.
Who needs the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely. Who needs the Lord and may need this word for them today, that you know the situation they're going through.
That's right.
And we would really, really appreciate that if you would.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, having said all that, don't forget today, unclutter your mind of unnecessary hurried thoughts, because this is going to clear the way for God's guidance to come through.
That's
okay?
Right.
We love you guys. Mm-hmm. Have a great Wednesday as you begin again, living it up.
Thank you.